Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Healthy Heart with Dr. Rohit Sane, a podcast series that is now on the top 15 of the health podcasts in India, thanks to all of you, and really appreciate the love and the affection that you all have shown to this podcast series. Back on this episode, we are going to discuss with Dr. Rohit Sane the blend, how he got about the blend of Ayurveda and cardiology. How did these two sciences, how did these two sciences blend together? So Dr. Sane, welcome back to this episode of Healthy Heart with Dr. Rohit Sane. Dr. Sane, a lot of times we get this question about Ayurveda is very diverse from cardiology, which is considered to be quite modern and tech-oriented and surgery-oriented. So, people have this doubts and question, how do these two combine together? So, my question to you is, in your experience, you are a doctor who has graduated as an MBBS graduate. You have done your specialization in preventive cardiology and cardiac rehab. And from there, now you are having a blend of both the worlds, the Ayurveda and cardiology. So, Dr. Sane, please tell us, how did you bring about this integration of Ayurveda with modern technologies?
Thanks, Dr. Aman. The first point, integration of Ayurveda and modern medicine is very, very important. And that is what we have tried to do. Why is it important? Because Ayurveda has been considered as an age-old science, and many a times it is not even considered as science. But when I have read modern medicine, when I have graduated from modern medicine, I have read Ayurveda, I have understood Ayurveda, what have I realized is Ayurveda is an actual science in itself. If you read Ayurveda to the depth of what it has been mentioned with, you will understand a lot of concepts that modern medicine even has not been able to explain those concepts clearly. I'll give you a few examples. Like, for example, if at all we talk about the concept of cholesterol in modern medicine, it was explained related to dietary regulations, and all those things were required to control cholesterol. But in Ayurveda, amount of years back, it was clearly mentioned that chintyanam ati chintanat iti rasavahini dushyanti. That means if at all you stress out yourself a lot, you will damage the blood vessels inside, and to repair these damaged vessels, you will have to produce that much amount of cholesterol in your body. That was the concept explained by Ayurveda 5000 years ago, and recently, modern medicine has also accepted that the diet that we normally have in our whole day has nothing to do with the serum cholesterol levels that we normally check in our lipid profile. So, integration of Ayurveda and modern medicine at every stage is very, very important. It could be done at every stage, like it could be done at the basic conceptual stage. It could be done at the level of investigation stage. It could be done at the level of treatment stage. It could be done at the level of surgical stage. If at all you go through the basic details of allopathy or modern medicine, you will realize that all those surgical techniques that have been developed by modern medicine were performed in Ayurveda age-old years back. If at all you see, the father of surgery that modern medicine also agrees to, the father of surgery is nothing else but Sushruta. Sushruta was the first ever surgeon who had performed plastic surgeries age-old back, 5,000 years back. So that is the significance of Ayurveda. Ayurveda can be integrated with modern medicine very well. It will gel with modern medicine like anything. Now, the way that we have integrated modern medicine and Ayurveda is at a very, very different level. Normally, when I was studying my modern medicine, I was usually trying to understand the details of modern medicine, that the origin of each and every drug in modern medicine. I'll give you a few examples. If at all, you must be knowing the anti-cancer medicines, which are sold to a very, very high cost to the patients nowadays. They are called as vincristine. Vinblastine is the active ingredient name. Are you aware that this vincristine and vinblastine basic ingredients are nothing else but a plant called a sadafuli that's been available all over the nation. That sadafuli plant is the one which gives the basic ingredients of vincristine and vinblastine, which are anti-cancerous in nature. If at all you talk about all these anti-malarial drugs, these are again herbal in origin. If at all you talk about the first ever antibiotic, the penicillin, that is also available, used to be extracted from a fungus. If at all you talk about Ecosprin, that is an anti-platelet medicine which helps a person to prevent a heart attack during those 6 hours of heart attack. If you talk about Ecosprin, that is nothing else but Jalavetas from Ayurveda. It's nothing else but a variety of bamboo plant from which this Ecosprin has been extracted. If at all you talk about statins, there are n number of fungus which normally creates statin, and the red rice fungus is majorly which gives you simvastatin. So there are n number of drugs in allopathy, in modern medicine, which have their origin from the Ayurvedic science itself. So integration of Ayurveda and modern medicine can be done at a very good level. Now, what does Madhav Bagh do? Madhav Bagh has researched the concepts of Ayurveda to such an extent that now we are very confident about having these treatments for our patients. And since last 20 years, we have been performing these treatments and we have been giving excellent results to our patients. I'll give you a few examples of integration. The best way that Madhav Bagh tries to integrate modern medicine and Ayurveda is on the level of proving these Ayurvedic therapies and the Ayurvedic medicines on modern parameters. Like, for example, there are n number of cases where patients come in with a severe coronary artery disease, blockages in their coronary arteries, in which case they have been advised for angioplasty and bypass surgeries. These patients want their reports to come back to normal, and they normally want to assess their improvement on the modern parameters itself, like angiography, as well as CT angiography, as well as fractional flow reserve kind of FFR kind of technology, which are cutting edge, newer age technologies. Now, Madhav Bagh has been performing these treatments for these patients, and we have been successful in showing those kind of improvement in those patients on those typical modern age technologies itself. We have published a number of research papers in which we have shown that this Ayurvedic treatment has helped those patients to reduce down their blockages, as well as reverse the whole pathophysiology of the whole coronary artery disease, as well as we have shown the improvement in the patients on various different investigations like stress test, 2D echo, global longitudinal score. We have shown it in myocardial perfusion imaging. We have shown it in FFR, fractional flow reserve. We have shown in CT angiography. There are n number of investigations where we have tried to show that Madhav Bagh therapy's efficacy. And this is how integration has worked in Ayurveda along with modern medicine. So what do I believe is, for a doctor, what is important is not the science. For a doctor, what is important is the patient himself. If we have the clear intention of treating the patient, integration of these sciences will happen by itself. If the intention is not completely clear, the integration of these sciences will take a long amount of time. That is what I believe.
Awesome. That is really a fantastic insight that you've given, Dr. Sane, especially with related to the origin of so many drugs, the research that Madhav Bagh has conducted, and how you have successfully brought about the integration. Now, Dr. Sane, one more question that stems from this is that you are a doctor who has originated from allopathy background, and now you have understood Ayurveda and you are applying the principles of Ayurveda. You have integrated Ayurveda with modern technology so well. What was the major transformation that took place, and how did you bring about this transformation in your own self?
Okay. Transformation was not that difficult, because when you start believing something, transformation happens. If at all we don't believe anything, whatever you do, transformation will not happen. So transformation is a process that happens by itself. So The belief on the science of allopathy or modern medicine was immense when I was studying allopathy. When I studied those concepts of allopathy, I started getting into the depth of those concepts and realized that these concepts can actually help us to reverse those diseases in the patients. Now, as soon as I completed my modern medicine and my fellowship in cardiac rehabilitation from Apollo Hospital, then I started learning Ayurveda, where my belief increased many folds on the same concepts what allopathy had taught me. So whenever we learn sciences through the intention of helping the patients, the transformation begins. The whole process of transformation was about, say, 5-10 years, which was going on. And I would say the transformation is still going on in me, and the things are still evolving as we go ahead. So initial days, it was not so easy. But now when I see back and I just try to understand how the transformation process was, it had evolved by itself. Like, for example, in the initial days, we used to treat only patients with chronic heart failure, a condition in which the heart is not able to pump the blood to all the organs in our body so as to commensurate with their demands. Now, when this chronic heart failure treatment that we evolved, that is called as Sampurna Hriday Shuddhikaran. So this Ayurvedic terminology, which literally means complete purification of the heart, this procedure, which was an Ayurvedic Panchkarma procedure, when I performed it on the patients, I could see that their stress test improved to a very good extent. Their VO2 max, the volume of oxygen consumed by the body every minute, as soon as that improved, the quality and the quantity of life in those patients improved many folds. So I was very, very happy seeing that those patients had improved their quality of life. They started walking for a very long distance without feeling a shortness of breath, as well as their chest pain also reduced down, their fatigue levels reduced down, their productivity at work improved. And that gave me a great confidence on Ayurveda, because learning Ayurveda through theoretical knowledge is absolutely okay. But when we start applying that knowledge practically, we have to literally see whether this knowledge actually gets implemented in the form of actions or not. So all that kind of knowledge which cannot be interpreted in the form of actions, I don't think so that knowledge is of any importance. So I started implementing that knowledge into actions, and by God's grace, by the science that had evolved, the improvement that we could see in the patients, that was enormously great. Now, as soon as we went ahead, people started approaching us for various different diseases like diabetes, like ischemic heart disease, coronary artery disease. Way back in the year 2009-2010, when we had only one therapy of Sampurna Hriday Shuddhikaran, which we renamed it as heart failure reversal therapy. At that moment, patients with different diseases started approaching us, and it was our responsibility that if the patient is undergoing a treatment with us, it's our responsibility to help him out to the maximum. So we started researching on ischemic heart disease, on coronary artery disease, and by the grace of God, we could actually come up with that whole process, which was actually explained in Ayurvedic text. We could interpret in the right way, and we could again implement it in those patients. And to a surprise to me, where allopathy had taught me that blockages cannot reverse, blockages can only progress. The coronary artery disease can only progress, it can never regress. To a surprise to me, I found that this disease can actually reverse. Wherein we used to tell the patients that once you are a coronary artery disease patient, once you are a blockage patient, you will have to keep on with this disease for your whole life, which is actually not true. Now, modern medicine also accepts to this point that it is a lifestyle disorder. And if at all it's a lifestyle disorder, the changes that we have to bring in our own lifestyle will actually help us to improve our life as well, improve our quantity of life as well as quality of life by reversing this disease. So I am proud to say that the researches that we have published clearly show that the plaques, the blockages, the coronary artery disease, itself can reverse to a very good extent. And the trial that we had done, the research paper that we have published, in which the patients who were there with coronary artery disease, who had about 80, 90, 100% blockages in their coronary artery, they have reversed their blockages to a very good extent. And they are living a very, very good, healthy life since last 5 to 10 years without any mortality or morbidity seen in those patients. So that is a very huge success that I see. And I believe that this kind of integration in between Ayurveda and modern medicine can be stretched not only to cardiology, but at various different disease levels as well as various different implementation levels. So the transformation that had come up about this integration of these sciences was superb. After treating the ischemic heart disease and coronary artery disease, we could see that patients, when normally they are diabetic or they are hypertensive, these patients usually have a very, very high level of developing this disease of coronary artery problems. So in those patients, if at all we could have helped them, that would have been better. That thought came to my mind and we started researching on this diabetes and the blood pressure point, in which we realized that diabetes and blood pressure that has been explained in Ayurveda 5,000 years ago in the text, they have explained this whole science so beautifully that it was very, very easy to implement that science in actual practicality. Ayurveda has already mentioned which foods will make you diabetic, which foods will relieve you from diabetic. You just have to change your food style. You have to change the whole lifestyle in terms of having food at various different intervals, what quantity of food to have, what frequency of food you have, as well as the amount of digestive fire that you have in your body to digest that food that you have consumed. All these sciences, all these concepts are completely explained in Ayurveda 5,000 years ago. That was a great surprise to me. I just enjoyed reading the whole science and started implementing those things in actual practicality. And again, I could see that reversal of diabetes is absolutely possible. Remission of diabetes is absolutely possible. The only thing is, once you reverse your diabetes, once you get your HbA1c back towards normal, once you make your pancreas once again active, now it's the job of the patient to keep the pancreas active and maintain the lifestyle changes that you have done, because heart disease, diabetes, blood pressure, kidney problems, cholesterol, all these disorders are lifestyle disorders. Unless and until you don't correct your lifestyle, you won't get back towards your normalcy. The only thing that Ayurveda has mentioned since a long amount of time is make those changes to your lifestyle, continue those changes in your lifestyle, and you should be absolutely fine to lead a beautiful quality and quantity of life.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That is really inspiring, Dr. Sane. And now you mentioned some of the tips. So before we end this episode, what is your advice based on Ayurveda? So Ayurveda tips for healthy heart, for people who are having a healthy life, and for those who are already having some symptoms. So what are the tips that you would give to them which are Ayurveda based?
Okay. Three tips in total, 3 minutes. The first tip is going to be Ayurveda has clearly mentioned that chintyana ati chintanat iti rasavahini dushyanti. That means the more you stress out yourself, the more you are prevalent to be a diabetic or a hypertensive or a heart patient. So whatever happens in life, keep this mind cool, because everything is going to happen whatever way it was planned for. So don't unnecessarily stress out yourself. Things are going to be easier as you go ahead. So that is a concept by which you are going to keep your mind clean and calm. So there is a first tip that I like to give everyone, because that is the basic root cause of having any kind of lifestyle disorder. So that is one. Second tip is going to be about the food. The amount of food that you consume, the frequency of food that you consume, the quantity of the food that you consume, and the quality of the food that you consume. Keep an eye on all these four parameters very well. If you keep an eye on these four parameters and try to control your thoughts through N number of various different activities in which the amount of love that you have or amount of craving that you have for this food, if at all the frequency as well as the quantity, the quality and what food that you have, if at all you keep a check on all these things, I am sure that you will never be a heart patient, diabetic or a hypertensive patient. So that is the second tip. And the third last important tip is going to be your activity. The more you are active all over whole day, you will be absolutely great enough. Ayurveda says that if you walk for about, say, 7 yojan for the whole year, that comes to about 3 kilometers every day. If at all you walk, you will be absolutely fine. That is the amount of activity level that has been expected by Ayurveda every day. If at all you are active for the whole day and you enjoy your life with whatever activities you do, that is the third tip, that continue with those activities and you should be absolutely fine. So these three tips, if at all everybody follows, nobody in this world would need a doctor to be fit.
Awesome tips, Dr. Sane. Thank you so much for and fantastic insights that you have given. We have really loved to hear your journey, how you have transformed not only yourself but the whole thought process around heart diseases, how you integrated research, modern technologies and made a fantastic model that is for the whole world to see. My dear friends, if you are a person who is having heart problem or is having somebody in your family who is having a heart problem, then stop worrying and start taking actions. Madhubag is there to help you. Dr. Sane and his whole team of 350 plus clinics and 3 hospitals are available to help you and to get you the best support. And if you are healthy, follow the 3 tips and stay healthy and fit for a long, long, long time. This is all for this episode. Thank you, my dear friends. Till the next time, do remember to comment, like, share and follow this podcast. This is Dr. Aman Kapoor signing over and out. Bye-bye. Thank you.